What is going on, everybody?
It is me, Tristan.
Me, Jackson.
We are here with a morning cup at 7:11 a.m. September 10th, 2021. Giving you a new coffee from Broadsheet Coffee Roasting over in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And Jack's going to tell us a little bit more about what we got going on.
So this is a washed Ethiopian, and forgive me if I don't pronounce his name correctly. It is a Wait Gogugu coffee. It's a Guji from Ethiopia, and it is from the coffee producers. They're the Jibril brothers. There's three of them, and they've been working in a new region of Ethiopia that's not traditionally a coffee producer, and their work has been really good.
Yeah.
So just to give you a little bit of background, Broadsheet Coffee Roaster was founded in 2017 and is located right behind Harvard Yard in Cambridge, Massachusetts. They're Cambridge's first and only specialty coffee roastery. Their name comes from the paper that the nearby Harvard Printing Press published as a way to spread meaningful news and cheer almost 400 years ago. They are committed to showcasing the very best in consciously sourced coffee. They are at the cutting edge of roasting and extraction sciences and are always striving to improve. Sounds like they have a pretty strong relationship with being consciously sourced and kind of being there for the whole coffee industry as a whole. It doesn't look like they're a very big team, pretty small still. I did find out that they sell what's called snap chilled coffee in cans that you can order online and they'll send it to you using their like main coffee that they use every day.
Hmm.
So what'd you get from the sniffs? So the
dry sniffs, smells like your typical washed Ethiopian.
Yeah.
Good. Not overpoweringly sweet. You get that nice, I don't know if it's a chocolatey flavor.
Kind of smells chocolatey.
A little bit.
A little nutty. A little peanut buttery.
Yeah.
Not too peanut buttery. Well, maybe a little almond-y.
Yeah. And it's just everything you come to really look for in a washed Ethiopian, at least in the sniff so far.
Yeah.
I know the flavor profile. Tristan does not. So we're gonna see how good he is on that. How accurate they are.
We'll find out. All right. First sip. Here it goes.
Mm. Ooh. Punches you with some flavor right at the front.
Very, very fruity, but not in a tart way.
Juicy.
Juicy.
It's very juicy.
Mm. Let me get another sniff or swig in. I'm getting a nice bitter finish. It's nice. It's a nice, well-balanced coffee. Very sweet. Got a little bit of sour. Then finishes off with a nice dry finish, like I'm drinking a nice Sauv Blanc.
I get
a little citrusy in there too.
Yeah,
just a little bit,
just a hint.
I'm gonna go a grapefruit finish.
Okay.
It's not a berry, as in like a cherry or stone fruit for me.
I'd put it more at a berry,
mm-hmm.
not a seeded berry on the inside,
maybe like a strawberry. Jack thinks I'm cheating, by the way.
Oh, I don't think you're cheating. You just have an impeccable palate.
I'm kind of getting a strawberry kiwi taste.
Mm. My favorite of the Fruitopia flavors.
Yeah.
If you remember those.
So I'm going to go strawberry, kiwi, and a nice subtle hint of grapefruit.
But it's a very, very good coffee. Very, very... This is a summer coffee for sure.
I believe they described it as a light and delicate coffee drinker. Let me see.
It is. It's a little sour.
Subtle and delicate is what they called this.
Subtle, maybe. I get a lot of that, like...
I don't really find it to be all that subtle because you get punched in the face with these flavors.
I get that underripe strawberry. Like... I retract my statement on a little bit of sour. It's a lot of sour.
Yeah.
So if you've ever had a strawberry that is just before, it's got a little bit of that green on top,
mm-hmm.
not fully ripened, still tastes good, a little firmer, not soft.
And not quite the sour of like a Michigan strawberry where it's like you're getting that super ripe, juicy sour. This is like an underripened
sour. Yeah, just like it was picked underripe and then shipped from
wherever. California or Mexico or something like that.
Wherever they make.
Are you ready for the flavor though?
I am.
Strawberry.
Mm. There we go.
Wildflower honey.
Oh.
And
I guess.
Meyer lemon. So citrusy, yes. Which is
lemon. Okay, I can see the lemon.
That really points out to the sour there because it is kind of a lemony, citrusy sour.
You know, now that you have mentioned the flavors, I do get, you remember when mom used to make lemon hot water, basically hot toddies without the whiskey?
Yeah.
Oh, you're sick. Drink this.
This will cure you.
This actually tastes like that. Like I can actually taste the like lemon and then the honey.
The wildflower honey.
Yeah.
It's kind of a watered down honey, really. Yeah. Not like as pungent as the honey you normally get or like the clover honey or...
Wow. That's crazy that after you said lemon, it definitely tastes like lemon. Like raw lemon juice squeezed right there, mixed with water.
With a hint of strawberry.
With a hint of strawberry and a little bit of hint of honey. My preference would be a little bit more honey. It has a really dry finish.
Which is kind of crazy because it's so juicy up front.
Yeah.
Like usually when I drink a juicy coffee, it's pretty much that way the whole time. Like it's, and so like, I guess when I know we've described this before, but when I'm talking about a juicy coffee, it's not dry, it's wet, which sounds funny because you're drinking a liquid, but coffee especially can be dry.
Yeah.
On not even just the finish, but the whole process.
This one's pretty dry. So, yeah.
Yeah. Which, like I said, shocks me because it just comes out of nowhere and just finishes super dry. Just imagine if you're drinking like a Riesling at the end of it, how that's dry or something like that.
So the Sauv Blanc kind of reminds me of the Sauv Blanc where it's a little bit of sour, a little bit of that citric acid up front. Then it just finishes dry. It's a little more drier than I would like. I think... I got my ratings in my head, and we'll see how it matches up. Let's go with sniffs first.
Mm. And the way we do ratings again is 1 through 10, no sevens. Because 7 is a way to be safe and make your decision. So you give a 7. People are going to tend to go towards a 7 because it's a safe pick. It's okay. Doing no sevens makes you make a decision whether it's good or not. Because there's a big difference between a 6 and an 8.
That's right. True.
What do you got? Sniffs.
Sniffs, I'm gonna be honest. Not that I was underwhelmed, but it's pretty standard, really. Gonna go with a 5 out of 10. Smells good. No, it's the 5 is not an indication of bad. It just didn't wow me. Smells good.
It's not unique.
Yeah.
It's not a unique smell.
Yeah. It's just.
And honestly, wet sniffs?
Not having it.
There wasn't really a lot. There's nothing really that came and you know, just wowed me. There's some coffees that when you brew them, when you're making it, it just pops with aroma. And this didn't really do that for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll give it a 5.
5 out of 10. Yeah. So I would say 5. I've described this with Josh on here before. Five doesn't mean bad. I think in the realm of the specialty coffee, how we're doing it, 10 being amazing, right? Seven being like, yeah, specialty coffee. This is, yeah, pretty average specialty coffee. And then you're getting into the lower end of specialty coffee from five to six, that kind of range where it's like, it is specialty coffee. It is unique, but it's not really tickling me very well. So five is, I would say, slightly above average of coffee. Like your Starbucks is a five, in my opinion.
So you're saying this is just as good as Starbucks?
Yeah, what you get from their coffee, like their beans, I would probably pick this over Starbucks, but I'm not driving to the store to get this and being like, I need that. This would be a good change of pace. Good. Like if you're coming up learning into specialty coffee, this is a good one to start with. It's very safe.
Yeah.
But as I'm about to reveal on my flavor notes, I would give it a 6 out of 10.
I can't give this an 8.
No, there's no way I could. It's not bad coffee, so that's why it's a 6 and a 5.
We've also tasted some really great washed Ethiopians.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, this is a solid cup of coffee, but it's not wowing me. It's not blowing me away.
It's not wanting me to, I don't want another cup of this. So
yeah.
It's good, but not that good, in my opinion. But it's better than a lot of bad coffee out there, and
it's better than most coffees.
It's very unique. Yeah. You really do get that strawberry, wild berry, honey, and Meyer lemon. Like it's there. It tastes just like a hot toddy without the whiskey.
Maybe we're just over summer flavors, you know.
And that could be it too.
It's fall time, you know, the town. I had to wear a jacket this morning. It was chilly.
Yeah, it could be. This is definitely a summer coffee. So drinkability. I'm also going to just have to give it a. I'm going to have to give it a 5. I was going to give it a 6.
So with drinkability, we include price into this, right?
Yeah. Yes.